The UK could play a much greater role in the international fight against ISIS, according to the Defence Select Committee of the Commons, cross-party, of course, without deploying combat troops. And the committee says that the British contribution to the international effort as it stands at the moment is, and I quote, surprisingly modest. Well, the Conservative Rory Stewart chairs the committee and he's with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You seem to have been surprised as a committee when you visited the region and discovered how few personnel we've got there.
That's right. We were in Baghdad last in December, and what was striking was that there were about 40 or 50 British troops rotating in and out doing training in Kurdistan, but in the rest of Iraq, around Baghdad, there seemed at that stage outside the embassy to be only 3 British soldiers.
Compared with what from other countries?
Well, compared to a commitment of about 3,000 from the United States, we've heard of commitments now of 300 from Italy, 300 from Spain. These figures are all very difficult to pin down because the Spanish, Italian, Australian governments seem to be giving different figures, but basically there didn't seem to be enough people with a deep knowledge of what was happening with the Sunni tribes or the Shia militia on the ground.
And given the background, which is controversial of course anyway, but given the background of our involvement in the region, you would have thought that there are people who know it intimately.
Yes, of course. We had so many people on the ground in Iraq from 2003 onwards, people who spoke Arabic fluently, but also people who played a very leading role in one of the most important questions, which is reaching out to the Sunni tribal groups, in other words, the groups in Western Iraq who provide some of the support base for Daesh or the Islamic State.
Why do you think we have held back in the way that you're suggesting we are?
That is difficult to pin down. My personal guess is that this is to do with the trauma of what went wrong last time in Iraq. But our sense is that there is a lot that you can do without combat troops. There's much more that could be done.
What kinds of things?
Well, one thing is understanding the politics of this above all, because there's clearly a big sectarian division. The Baghdad government is relying on Shia militias backed by Iran, who are deeply, deeply suspected by the Sunni populations. There hasn't been enough outreach yet to the Sunni tribes, and there are very complicated questions around the region, around what's happening with Turkey, with Saudi Arabia and with Iran. So there's a whole realm of what we'd call defense engagement, but also a whole mission of working out exactly what the plan is, working out how one's going to take them on, and above all, what happens if the Iraqis are able to retake those towns.
Finally, do you think the government will take this on board and do something about it? Because you clearly think that we are not playing, not just not playing our full part, but we're actually depriving the area and by extension the other countries of expertise that we have.
I very, very much hope so, because I think it would be a real pity if Britain lurched from engagement to isolation. We must find a way as a global power of playing a responsible role that doesn't need to involve combat troops, but it has to involve deep understanding. That's something that Britain can bring easily to the table.
Rory Stewart, Chairman of the Defence Select Committee, thanks very much.